Since we're learning about the pasuk of Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoyo Mehula Shem Hashem, that from the sun's rising in the east to its setting in the west, Hashem's name is praised, we have to mention the Alshech HaKadosh. And the Alshech says in Tehillim Kifyud Gimel Gimel that this pasuk is talking about Avraham Avinu, and it's so incredible because it's pertinent to our Parshas HaShavua. How did Avraham Avinu embark on this discovery of the Almighty? Chazal ask the question, how did Avraham get to know God, his creator? Say Chazal, Al Yidei Ra'isa Shemesh Zareach B'Mizrach. He saw the sun rise in the east and go across the sky and go down in the west. If this would be the master of the universe, how could it set? So simple, so easy. Chazal say the following. Avraham Avinu had a precious jewel around his neck. And when he died, Hashem put it back in the sun. Come on. What are we meant to take from a statement of Chazal like that? There's just a jewel around his neck and he put the jewel in the sun. What was this precious, precious jewel, this precious pearl? The Alshech HaKadosh explains the following. As long as Avraham Avinu was alive, he'd talk to people, he'd tell people about Hashem. He'd teach people that existence can't have created itself, that from nothing, nothing comes. And that obviously the sun can't be the creator, because it's physical, it must be created, it's finite, even though it seems great and powerful and awesome. And you know what? The sun has its cycles of sunrise and sunset. And there are times where the sun's power certainly doesn't appear dominant. You'd have to be crazy to think that the sun created the world. Says the Alshech HaKadosh, as long as Avraham Avinu was alive, you'd have to learn it from him. He'd teach you. Once Avraham Avinu passes away, you go back to learning it from the sun. That's what it means that the jewel went back into the sun. You have to go and work that out for yourself. That's what it means. Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavor. Mehulal Shem Hashem. Through seeing the cycle of the sun, through seeing the constellations, the solar system, whatever it else, the physical world, Kiresh Mecha Maseyes Pesecha, you see the enormity, the vastness, the intricacy, the complexity and the design of the solar system, of the universe. Mehulal Shem Hashem. You're praising Hashem. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, based on Rashi, Ve'ya bracha b'cha chaismin. We sign off the first bracha of the Shemayna Esrei Magen Avram. What does it mean, b'cha chaismin? At the end of days, the chasima, the conclusion of it all, b'cha, it's with Avram. People will have to go on their journey and learn, just like Avraham Avinu. They have to go and discover for themselves, as Ribbono Shel Olam. They have to look into the world. They'll see. It won't be enough for them just to be told, to be informed. They're going to have to work it out for themselves. That's the journey that people go on. That voyage of discovery, of making their religious experience their own. If it was true after Avraham Avinu passed away, it's certainly true now. See the sun, praise Hashem.